Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute to explain. Yes, it's serious. Oh, do you remember when we first got together? You knew I was unsure that I'd never had that kind of relationship before. And I'd been pretty lonely for quite a long time. You were so confident and horny. But I mean, just like you always are, you're gorgeous. You don't realize. You just have got no fucking idea of how it leaves me. And I see you having fun, and you just leave me standing there. We're supposed to be together. Like we were then, you know. I'd had such a fucking dearth of giggles when I saw a chance to share some happiness when I felt how gentle you could be and how exciting. When that happens to someone like me, I just feel absolutely compelled to grab the chance. And I realize now it's all just been in my head. I think I make up all the giggles we've shared. Really? Pretending and imagining and that it was real. And when you were with me, those wishful thoughts making me believe you really loved me. Me. And I hadn't been in love for such a long, long time. I'd forgotten. God, now it makes you feel crazy and do crazy things. Stay there. Don't come over and touch me. I've got to get this out. You've got to understand. Totally embarrassed. Can't even look myself in the mirror. I let myself get carried away with you. Because I have all these fantastic feelings that you inspire. I really thought you loved me too. But you don't. You don't. You think you do. Actions speak louder than words. I keep thinking of that first kiss you gave me. How long I wanted that for. To know what it's like to kiss a woman. And it was so fucking sweet. It was full of happiness for me. And exciting, you know, to be kissed in public. I feel you against me, softness. And your hard fingers. Some kind of passion that burned twice as bright as normal. And it's only now, it's only this last few weeks I've realised it's burnt out. I'm not trying to blame you. I'm just saying. I wanted to love you. I wanted someone to love me. I wanted to be loved so fucking much that it seemed like I should just go for it. I'm being a bit tipsy and I think it's a gay kiss. Maybe it was something I'd needed all my life and didn't know until that moment. But you need so much more than just me. Terribly jealous. But you know what pisses me off most? When you ignore me. Just listen. You do. Maybe you don't do it on purpose. I've always given everyone the benefit of the doubt. It's probably not this, and it's because they're stressed up and they're not shouting at me. Because they've had stress at work, and you always hurt the one you love the most. I can tell myself all this shit, but if you loved me, you would notice. You'd have noticed. How miserable I am. How lonely I am when you go out. And you go out with him. Can't you make your mind up? Oh, I just... It's a bitter pill. I got this hard lump in my throat. And I've had it every day for the past 2 weeks. When I realised, just after the party that He broke my heart. Can you blame me? I'd saved up. And I dressed up. I got this passion saved up inside me. And I stood there waiting and waiting. You told me to wait. Where we kissed in public the first time. And I stood there alone, waiting. Tarted up. And every tick of the clock stripped a bit more of my confidence away. And it realized you weren't coming. And there weren't going to be any kisses or giggles to be shared. And I was dressed up as a llama. Some old cloth cat trying to be a kitten. In black leather high heels and a jerkin. It was a joke. It was a joke. People are all around me looking at me. It was such a hard lump to swallow as I stood there. I haven't needed to eat for a while. The pain from swallowing thing. It's not cured by hugs or sympathy. A couple of my friends tried that. I just had to ride out the humiliation. You were with someone else. And you'd forgotten me. You did. You forgot me. It's been blocking my creativity and my energy. My usual ability to cope. And I was sick. And if I throw up again, it's only natural. That bitter pill. Let me know. But you know what I want. You knew what I want. You know the kind of relationship I was waiting for, hoping for. And you can't give it to me. Just not you. It's just not you. I think what I want is a man. I think I'm gonna have to. I'm just gonna leave you. And I'll find someone that isn't. You fucking do. Don't you dare patronize me. I want a man. I want a relationship. I want someone that begs me to take them. at the same time makes me beg to be theirs. I don't want to dominate. I don't want to give in. I want to keep holding on. I want to know he'll never let go. He'll never... I want him to need to touch me. To set that part of him free. Free to love the way he needs. And yet he'll only show it to me. With me. And keep holding me. And sliding inside. Strong. Knowing I'm here for him in every way a woman can be here. Can be his. I want to be someone's comfort and rest. I want to give him strength and company in the cold and the darkness. I want to rake fingers along him. And feel fingers rake along my back. So that you see me crying for wanting so much. So fucking much. Yes, I think I need a man. A man so fucking rock hard. When he's near me, it makes him ache. I need that. When I'm fucking weak and scared, he'll keep believing in me. Then he only has to hold my hand and kiss my skin to make me happy. To make me feel happy. And he'll feel no need to feel restrained and tied down, bound up, because he won't feel like I'm a ball and chain demanding things. He want to be with me. Finally feel what it's like to be kissed. And he'll see what it's like to be worshipped. Free of any need to say a single word. A single word. Don't you fucking understand? I need love. Yes. And all the pain that comes with love. To be the woman I can be. Someone like that. Because I'm not sexy until someone finds me sexy. When they give me that power, when you give me that power, I'm stronger. And I could twirl lust and ardor between my fingers. And I could make your spine supple as a snake and your hips buck up like a fucking bronco. Man, someone that roars like a gorilla and grunt like a lion. It just whines. I'll bite him just the right way and feed on every single moment of passion till he can't leave me. He can't leave me waiting for any longer. And I can't wait for them. Without this urgency to be near them again. Want them to absorb me. And for me to take them deep within me. Tying him down will be one way we'll play. Maybe I will be the rope bunny. He won't tell me what he wants all the time. It'll just happen. And that will be the one who can control me when I go complete. Wild and recklessly lustful, he'll rein me in like a horse that tries to run away. And I want to be fucked. I want to be fucked like a stallion. Fucks. I'm not trying to be hurtful. I just need you to know. I just need you to see. What I really need. And when we're weary and world worn, we'll cuddle up. And they'll let me bark about and be silly. And we'll argue about food. I'll argue about the way it can be cooked, and there isn't just one right way. And laugh about stupid raspberry kisses. And he won't ever put me down. When he walks up behind me. And I take down and kiss. I will always be wet for him. I'm sorry. But you weren't sometimes. It was effort. Get excited for me. I want to burn with desire again. Because I'll keep my burning desire hot every time. Do this anymore. I know that's not what you want to hear. I can't be yours anymore. Just.